You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, from Houston, Texas, and welcome to Stellar Parenting. I'm your host, Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. And I'm super passionate about helping parents, teachers, guardians learn how to mix the magic of the stars with the art of consciously raising children. If you'd like to work with me, please visit my website at BrandiKahn.com. So for this week's show, we are talking about the transits that we have going on this week. The energy that you have at your disposal will really be centered around Venus and Venusian principles and the energy of Venus. So let's jump right in and see what we're working with this week. So on Monday, August 25th, we did have Venus move into the sign of Leo, and Venus will remain in the sign of Leo until September the 20th. So Venus is the planet of love, beauty, harmony, and Venus thrives in Leo's fiery spotlight. This transit really encourages us to step into our glow, whether that means embracing joy or letting ourselves be admired and appreciated. It's not about quiet affection with Venus in Leo, okay? It's about grand gestures and playful energy and showing love in ways that feel vibrant and alive. Now, creativity also takes center stage under this transit because Venus in Leo invites us to express ourselves artistically and to dress with flair or simply carry ourselves with more confidence and warmth. The challenge with Venus in Leo, however, is going to be to avoid falling into ego or drama in matters of the heart. And instead, Venus in Leo teaches us to give love generously and to receive admiration gracefully, and to remember that true connection isn't about performance. It's about allowing our authenticity to shine through. Now, Venus in Leo made a beautiful trine to Saturn in the sign of Aries also on Monday, August 25th. And you will still be feeling this energy even today and tomorrow. And when we're talking about Venus and Saturn, okay, it's a really supportive cosmic alignment between the two planets. So Venus in Leo brings warmth and creativity and love and self-expression, while Saturn in Aries provides structure, discipline, and a sense of responsibility. That's a key word for Saturn, responsibility. So when we have these two planets working together harmoniously, we are reminded that love and joy are not just fleeting sparks. They become deeply meaningful when they are paired with loyalty, consistency, and integrity. So this is an energy that can stabilize relationships and support creative goals and encourage us to show up for the people that we care about in ways that truly matter. So Venus in Leo wants to play, and Venus in Leo wants to shine and to celebrate all of the good that there is in life. It's the planet of love in the sign of the performer, and it urges us, Venus in Leo urges us to live with an open heart. But Saturn and Aries, let's talk about Saturn and Aries for a second. We've got Venus and Leo, right? And then Saturn and Aries is going to ground this exuberance in a way and remind us that true fulfillment comes not just from the fun, but from the steady effort that we put into nurturing bonds, nurturing relationships, and building long-term joy. And together, they remind us that passion is the most sustainable when anchored in trust and commitment. So this transit is really ideal for deepening relationships. And those can be personal relationships, romantic relationships, family relationships, or professional. And it supports honest conversations, heartfelt commitments, and the blending of love with accountability. So for you creative people out there, for the artists and the entrepreneurs or anyone with creative pursuits, this is a beautiful time to transform inspiration into tangible results. Because Venus provides the spark and Saturn ensures that it has a lasting framework. So things that I don't want you to do during this transit. Let's stay away from chasing drama and attention or instant gratification at the expense of losing our stability. Also, don't put off creative projects that could become truly fulfilling with a little bit of structure. And try to avoid withholding affection because love is meant to be expressed authentically and generously. So what I do want you to do during this transit, I want you to invest time in creative projects that have long-term potential. And it's a great time to have heartfelt yet practical conversations about commitment, love, or family goals. And also, it's a wonderful time to encourage collaboration where passion and discipline can work hand in hand together. For those of you who are parents, this is how you can use this transit to your benefit. So children feeling this energy and under this energy will often seek validation and recognition, and they want to know that their efforts matter, okay? They want to be seen, they want to be celebrated, not just for their talents, but for their determination and their follow through. So this is the perfect time to praise not only what they achieve, but also the dedication they put into learning, practicing, and growing. Parents can also use this transit to model reliability and emotional steadiness. So when you show your children that love is consistent and it's not conditional and it's not fleeting and it's not dependent on them being perfect, you help them to feel more secure. So Tuesday, August 26th, Venus in Leo will trine Neptune in the sign of Aries. So let's just imagine this transit for a minute. We've got Venus, and she's radiant in Leo, and she's like a performer stepping onto a brightly lit stage. She's confident, magnetic, and glowing with the warmth of love and creativity. And across from her, Neptune in Aries rises, and it's not in his usual foggy, dreamy way. But it's more as a daring visionary. And he whispers, be brave. Be brave enough to dream and bold enough to make that dream real. So together, when we've got Venus and Neptune, they create a cosmic symphony of beauty, imagination, and courage. And this is a day, today, where love is not just tender, but it's inspiring, and it's where creativity longs to come alive in the world. It's the kind of energy that reminds us that the divine speaks through music, art, storytelling, compassion, and even through the way that we love each other. So you may feel swept up in magic today, as if your heart is more open to wonder. And you may notice synchronicities or a sudden wave of inspiration that asks you to trust it and take action. Love feels poetic and compassion feels powerful during this energy, and creativity feels sacred. So this is what I want you to avoid, okay? Let's not idealize relationships to the point of ignoring red flags, okay? Love with open eyes and avoid dismissing creative or spiritual ideas as impractical because your dreams need space to grow. And don't ignore follow through. So Neptune can inspire, but without action, the magic fades. Here's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to follow creative impulses. So paint, sing, write, play music, or simply bring beauty into your space. And spend time in meditation, in prayer, or spiritual practice to connect with the bigger picture. And allow your relationships to feel inspiring, not just routine, and show affection in a heartfelt and imaginative way. Now, for those of you who are parents, what I want you to remember during this transit, today is an opportunity to help your children see that imagination is powerful when paired with courage. Encourage them to create freely, whether that's through drawing, through dancing, through music, or storytelling. And then show them how creativity can be shared with the world. We can share it with others. This is also a beautiful day to model compassion. So let your children see you helping others and practicing kindness or turning empathy into action. This teaches them that love is not just a feeling, but it's something that you do. So by pairing inspiration, we've got Venus and Neptune with the bravery of Aries. You help them learn that their inner world of imagination and spirituality can shape the outer world in beautifully meaningful ways. Also, on Tuesday, August 26th, Venus in Leo will be opposing Pluto in the sign of Aquarius. On Tuesday, August 26th, you will likely feel this for the entire week. So this is Venus in Leo opposing Pluto in Aquarius, okay, for this entire week. And those of you who are going to feel this the most are those of you who have planets or angles close to the early degrees of Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio. So let's just talk about this transit. What does it mean for you? So imagine Venus, the planet of love and connection. Okay, let's imagine Venus, the planet of love and connection. She's standing tall in fiery Leo, and she radiates warmth, creativity, and a desire to be adored and to shine from the heart. And across the sky, we've got Pluto in the sign of Aquarius, staring back with piercing intensity. And Pluto doesn't play games. Pluto digs deep and demands transformation and exposes shadows and reminds us that real love and real connection require honesty, vulnerability, and surrender. So during this week, we can feel this tension between the heart's longing for light and the soul's call to face what is hidden. So this opposition can stir up power struggles in relationships, moments of jealousy, or the fear of losing control. Yet, it can also open a doorway to deeper intimacy and to truth and healing if we allow the discomfort to guide us. So think of it as the spotlight of Leo meeting the underworld of Pluto's collective truth. What gets illuminated may feel uncomfortable, but it's also what frees us. Love under this influence isn't about surface level harmony. It's about courageously embracing the shadows and choosing to rise stronger together. So here's what I don't want you to do. Please avoid this during this transit. Don't engage in manipulation, ultimatums, or control tactics. All of it will backfire. Also, avoid suppressing your emotions because you'll only add fuel to the fire. And try not to project old wounds onto your partner or your children or any other loved ones, okay? But what I do want you to do, this is what I want you to do, practice radical honesty in your relationships and share your feelings without blaming anyone, okay? And use creativity. So use art, music, journaling to process any intense emotions that are coming up for you during this time. And allow your vulnerability to be a bridge, not a weapon. And for those of you who are parents, here are some parenting insights as we're going through this transit. So this energy can play out in your home as power struggles between you and your child, okay? So you may have a child that pushes back harder than usual and really asserts their independence with a sense of fierce determination. And you, in turn, might feel the urge to clamp down and be even more controlling. But the invitation here is to pause and to remember that what seems like defiance may actually be your child's way of expressing their need for autonomy and recognition. So instead of entering a tug of war, offer your child choices within boundaries and empower them to use their voice while teaching them respect. This helps children to learn that love is not about control, okay? It's about connection, trust, and mutual growth. Also, on Thursday, August 28th, we will have Uranus in Gemini, sextile Neptune in Aries. And this transit is really in effect for the entire month of August and the first half of September, okay? And when we're talking about the energy of these planets, it's reflecting the collective energy that's active for, like I said, August and the first half of September. And we're really stepping into the energy of co-creation. So Uranus is the planet of breakthroughs and awakening. And Uranus is moving through the curious, quick-thinking sign of Gemini. It's like lightning in the mind, and it sparks innovation, sudden insights, and new ways of communicating. And across the cosmic stage, Neptune in fiery Aries is whispering dreams of inspiration, courage, and spiritual leadership. So when these two make a harmonious sextile, the air crackles with possibility. Ideas are not just ideas. They feel alive. They feel visionary, and they're ready to shift the world. We're standing at a doorway where imagination meets action and where our thoughts and visions can actually spark real change. This is the energy of invention and intuition and inspired connection. Maybe you'll receive a download that shifts how you see your life. Or maybe a conversation with someone opens up a spiritual awakening for you. So Uranus says, set yourself free from outdated thinking. While Neptune reminds us, do it with compassion, vision, and faith. Together, they call us to dream boldly and then to share those dreams in ways that inspire others. So things not to do during this transit, don't dismiss unconventional ideas too quickly. They might be the breakthrough that you've been searching for. And also, let's try to avoid overstimulation. So too much media, too much noise, too much busyness, too much on your to-do list can really scatter your insights. And resist clinging to rigid ways of thinking. This is a time for expansion. things I want you to do. I want you to pay attention to sudden insights or aha moments, because they may hold spiritual guidance for you. And I want you to explore creative outlets like writing, poetry, or music to channel inspiration, and lean into open-minded conversations, because new perspectives may awaken you during this time. For those of you who are parents, here's how to use this energy to your benefit in your parenting style. So your children may feel especially curious and imaginative under this energy, and they may be asking big questions about life, about the universe, or even about spiritual matters. So this is a wonderful time to encourage exploration. Let your children share their wild ideas, even if they sound far-fetched, because their creativity is part of how they're learning to connect with the world. And parents can help by listening without judgment and supporting their child's imaginative play, their artistic expression, or their unique way of seeing things. So the gift here is teaching children that their intuition and creativity are valuable tools, not distractions. So those are the transits for this week. That's the energy you've got at your disposal. So set your intentions to use this energy constructively. Because like I'd like to remind you, every single week, stars may guide us, but we hold the power at the end of the day. Each of us holds the power to shape our own destiny. So set your intentions, keep shining your light, radiate it to everyone you meet this week. And I'll see you back here again next week.